Rhonda Perry, and I'm the program director of the Missouri Rural Crisis Center.
And Rhonda, I understand that your organization has joined with several others in demanding that the U.S. Department of Justice investigate the proposed JBS Cargill pork packing acquisition. Tell me about your concerns.
Our concerns really are about extreme concentration of an entire industry that has been going on really since 1985, and this would just really create some pretty negative consequences, both for farmers in the marketplace and for consumers. I think the pork industry is a unique industry in some ways in that we can clearly see what happens with corporate control and concentration of an industry because it's actually really happened just since 1985 for substantially, and we see what the numbers are as a result of that. We can clearly see that farmers didn't benefit. We've lost 90% of the hog farmers. Consumers didn't benefit because we've seen 113% increase in consumer prices in terms of retail sales of pork. And so I think this trend toward consolidation and industrialization really has not worked in the pork industry from 1985 until today. And with this proposed combination and further concentration of JBS and Cargill, I think we should expect even more of the same, which has been lack of markets for family farmers and increased prices to consumers.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley brought that up in his conference call this week, that he is concerned and wants the Justice Department to take a close look. But isn't that the job of the Justice Department to look at these sorts of things anyway?
Well, I think, unfortunately, the Department of Justice has not played a sufficient role in terms of really looking at what the impacts of these mergers will be on both independent producers in the marketplace or on consumers, for that matter. If they had been playing a sufficient role, we wouldn't have the numbers that we can clearly see with 90% of the hog farmers out of business and drastic increases in consumer prices. So I think this is a case that has really multiple issues. It has issues related to consumer prices. It has issues related to lack of markets for producers. But I think this also has a significant issue related to who is in control of the American food supply. And this would put the two largest packers of pork in the hands of foreign corporations. And I think, you know, our organization thinks it's an extremely dangerous path to go down when we're putting significant market power and market ownership in the hands of foreign corporations.
And that was going to be my next question about the foreign company that is proposing to buy Cargill. And I'm sure you're also referencing the Smithfield purchase last year. Is that correct?
That's correct. I think we've really seen this trend in recent years towards the U.S. government really allowing foreign corporations to get more and more control of and power of our food supply. And in a way, I know it sort of sounds like, oh my gosh, another conspiracy theory, but in fact, in Missouri, we just opened the door a couple of years ago for foreign corporations to own Missouri farmland. We passed a law that allowed that to happen. A matter of weeks later, a Chinese-owned corporation with very close ties to the Chinese government, bought up Smithfield and now owns 50,000 acres of Missouri farmland. Now the second largest packer of pork will be another foreign corporation. So I think really at some point we need to demand that our government play a role in ensuring that we have, number one, a fair and competitive marketplace, number two, that consumers have access to food in which they are you know, in a marketplace that they're not facing price gouging. And number three, that we are really paying attention to and supporting American agriculture and not continuing down this road of really putting substantial amounts of agricultural and food assets into the hands of foreign corporations. And I think those three things really are rightful roles for the government to play. And we're very glad that Senator Grassley has really stood up, as he has for really decades, on this issue around concentration in the livestock industry. So we're really happy that he's playing that leadership role. And in Missouri, we certainly hope that one of our senators, or both of our senators preferably, will also take a strong stand in calling for DOJ to do real oversight because of the huge implications this could have on the future of Missouri's family farmers and consumers.
I want to check on the timeline. You said Missouri opened the door, and I assume you were talking about the Right to Farm Amendment?
No, there was actually a bill that was passed in 2013 that actually allowed, for the first time since the 70s, foreign corporations to be able to own Missouri farmland. And the representative, Representative Guernsey, who represents an area where Smithfield was heavily invested in Missouri, actually brought this bill to the floor. It had never been heard in committee, and he added this language to an agriculture omnibus bill. It passed, and literally a couple of weeks later, after the end of the session, Smithfield was bought by a Chinese corporation, which, had that bill not passed, I think that would have been difficult in Missouri, because since the 70s we have had a law that did not allow foreign corporations to own Missouri farmland, and so they increased it from 0% to 1% when they passed that law, which opened up 289,000 acres of Missouri farmland can now be owned by foreign corporations. And of course, Smithfield now owns 50,000 of those acres. So here in Missouri, I think we have real reason to be concerned about the amount of power that we have seen in terms of foreign corporations' ability to impact our legislative process here in Missouri.
Thank you for jogging my memory on that, because I knew Right to Farm was after the Smithfield purchase, but I do appreciate you. And that's part of your job, is to keep an eye on these things. Do you think that most Missourians understand what is happening, or at least in the ag community?
I think that people are much more aware now. I think the more people are hearing about these acquisitions and mergers and foreign corporations who can now own Missouri farmland, I think people are definitely piecing together that, this isn't just like people, a few people who are very concerned about the future of agriculture in terms of foreign corporations. I think the concern is very real, and with every move that happens by either the Missouri legislature or the U.S. government that helps make these foreign acquisitions possible, I think people are getting more and more concerned. And we've certainly been watching this very closely and have been opposing attempts by both the state and federal government to allow these kinds of acquisitions to go forward. So I think this is a big one that will have a big impact in Missouri for both farmers and consumers. So we will certainly be opposing it. And I would encourage farmers and consumers in Missouri to contact both Senator McCaskill and Senator Blunt about weighing in on this really critical issue in Missouri.
I understand you've come together with several groups to come up with a white paper on what the potential impact would be of such a merger. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think one of the there are a number of focuses of the white paper that include both what we see the potential negative impacts to be, both for farmers and the open marketplace, or lack of open marketplace in the pork industry, and also what the potential impact will be for consumers. And the fact really that what we've seen over the last number of years since 1985 really has been this more concentrated marketplace with fewer and fewer companies controlling the industry, and what that has meant for decreasing prices to producers and increasing prices to consumers. And the other thing that we have pointed out in the white paper is that any efficiencies that are said to be gained by these kinds of mergers and acquisitions, really, those any kind of savings have never been passed on to consumers. So even when hog prices have dropped to very low numbers for producers, those prices have not been relayed to consumers. But in fact, when hog prices rise, consumer prices have risen. And so since we know that just since 1985, consumer prices have gone up for pork by 113%, I think that we really feel like we should expect similar or more of the same in terms of lack of producer access and consumer price increases. And really, any time you have just a few companies, and in this case, they're foreign companies, when you have just a few companies who control incredible percentages of an industry and of a marketplace, that's never good for farmers or consumers. So we are hopeful that this white paper, which I think really lays out what we see the impacts would be, will be definitely looked at and responded to by DOJ and from elected representatives as well.
Okay, so you've made the paper available to DOJ, I assume, with a letter. Have you sent it out to everyone, you know, all senators and representatives in pork production states?
I do not know how far and wide this has gone yet. We are in the process of sending this out now. So I think we will certainly, this will be in the hands of Missouri representatives, certainly by next week, and we will be also following up with them and asking them to play a leadership role in calling on DOJ to really investigate this acquisition and merger and really ensure that consumers and producers are not going to be negatively impacted. Although, in reality, literally having two foreign corporations controlling a substantial amount of the pork industry is just, in our opinion, not going to be good any way you see it.